Good Friday morning. We're coming to the end of another week, and it is great to have been able to share this with you. Today we're in Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 35. God's saving word is hope. And today, Jesus speaks to his disciples about his upcoming arrest and crucifixion. While in Bethany, a woman anoints Jesus with expensive perfume. Jesus eats the Passover meal with his disciples and predicts his betrayal, and Jesus also predicts that the disciples will abandon him. So the title of today's passage is The Plot Against Jesus, and so let's begin. When Jesus had finished teaching all these things, he said to his disciples, "In 2 days, as you know, it will be the Passover festival, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders met together in a place in the palace of Caiaphas, the high priest, and made plans to arrest Jesus secretly and put him to death. 'We must not do it during the festival,' they said, 'or the people will riot.' Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon, a man who had suffered from a dreadful skin disease. And while Jesus was eating, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar filled with an expensive perfume, which she poured out on his head. The disciples saw this and became angry. 'Why all this waste?' they asked. 'This perfume could have been sold for a large sum of money and given to the poor.' Jesus knew what they were saying, and so he said to them, 'Why are you bothering this woman? It is a fine and beautiful thing that she has done for me. You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. What she did was to pour this perfume out on my body to get me ready for burial. Now I assure you that wherever this gospel is preached all over the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.' Then one of the 12 disciples, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, 'What will you give me if I betray Jesus to you?' And they counted out 30 silver coins and gave them to him. And from then on, Judas was looking for a good chance to hand Jesus over to them. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, 'Where do you want us to get the Passover meal ready for you?' 'Go to a certain man in the city,' he said to them, 'and tell him, the teacher says my hour has come. My disciples and I will celebrate the Passover at your house.' The disciples did as Jesus had told them and prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus and the 12 disciples sat down to eat. During the meal, Jesus said, 'I tell you, one of you will betray me.' The disciples were very upset and began to ask him of one after the other, 'Surely, Lord, you don't mean me.' Jesus answered, 'The one who dips his bread in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man will die as the scriptures say he will, but how terrible for that man who will betray the Son of Man. It would have been better for that man if he had never been born.' Judas, the traitor, spoke up, 'Surely, teacher, you don't mean me,' he asked. Jesus answered, 'So you say.' And while they were eating, Jesus took a piece of bread and he gave a prayer of thanks, and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. 'Take and eat it,' he said. 'This is my body.' Then he took a cup, gave thanks to God, and gave it to them. 'Drink it, all of you,' he said. 'This is my blood, which seals God's covenant. My blood poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink this wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in my Father's kingdom.' Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, 'This very night all of you will run away and leave me, for the scripture says, God will kill the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you.' Peter spoke up and said to Jesus, 'I will never leave you, even though all the rest do.' Jesus said to Peter, 'I tell you that before the rooster crows tonight, you will say 3 times that you do not know me.' Peter answered, I will never say that, even if I have to die with you. And all the other disciples said the same thing. Today's key verse is Matthew 26, verse 29, where Jesus said, I tell you, I will never again drink this wine until the day I drink the new wine with you in my Father's kingdom. In sharing the Passover meal with his disciples, Jesus used the bread and the wine to represent God's covenant of forgiveness. One simple question. What does participating in the Lord's Supper or communion or the Holy Eucharist, whatever you call it, what does it mean to you? Is this a life-changing experience for you? I believe it was for the disciples. Let us pray. Holy God, help me to understand the mysteries of your love and grace. Empower me to put my faith into action. Amen. Well, that brings another week to a close, my friends. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday in church. Remember that it is Red Hat Day for the ladies. You can wear whatever color hat you have. And everybody be prepared and bring a brown bag lunch. And we'll all get together in the sanctuary to enjoy that. God bless.